It is the radio segment that just drank a big glass of Haterade and is all ready to go. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of New York City. A 37-year-old man named David Matthew Reed came up with a genius con. After spending about a half an hour looking up celebrities on the internet, his brilliant idea was to report Demi Moore's American Express card missing and mail the new one to himself.
Go!
Oh, really? My gosh.
And if you can believe it, after speaking to a few customer service people, David managed to pull it off.
What?
No way.
But if you think about it, a celebrity isn't actually ever going to call themselves to get their card replaced. Yep. Like, it would be easy to say, I'm so-and-so's assistant, this is what I need.
Well, a week later, a replacement card showed up in his mail with a very large spending limit. So David did the next best thing and then went to Saks Fifth Avenue and Nordstrom and ended up spending over $169,000.
Okay. See, it was a genius plan until he gave him his address
to
mail
house.
The card to, and obviously got caught.
After spending that much money, David thought Demi Moore wouldn't notice. But she did. Her assistant alerted American Express of the fraudulent charges, and the authorities were able to track David down using surveillance footage. Authorities say it's highly unlikely that anybody could steal a celebrity's credit card and get away with such a big purchase, but David did it. Mm-hmm. And police say he just got lucky.
I'm about to do this to Bill Gates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bro, good idea.
Remember, we know who David is because he got arrested.
Oh, never
mind. Just saying, guys, I feel like we're missing the point of the story that's the most important.
Somebody stole my identity a while back, and they had surveillance footage of him.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guy's still walking around somewhere.
Yeah. Right?
And they know who the guy is.
Come on.
They know exactly. Okay, you got to be Demi Moore, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, Demi Moore is worth an estimated $150 million, so $169,000 to her is like you noticing false charges of about like $16.90.
Which I notice. I'm just saying. I'm calling on that.
This next laser story is out of Jacksonville, Florida. A baseball announcer was calling a game for the minor league team, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and that's when something unfortunate happened. While he was describing the play, a batter hit a foul up in the booth, and before the announcer could do anything, the errant ball destroyed his computer.
No way.
No, what happened?
Yep. Here's audio of the call.
Righty on lefty, first pitch by Duval. Swing, and that's foul. Straight back, and off my computer. Oh my goodness. That just happened. So my computer is completely cracked, and this became one of the worst days I have had in quite some time.
If you look at the statistics on games where a foul ball breaks my computer, I run out of things to say because all of my content has been deleted.
God, you know, he's scrambling. He's like, what am I going to talk about?
On the bright side, the announcer was able to finish the game, even though his computer was wrecked.
Yeah. I don't know this guy's name because I don't have my computer in front of me. But
next laser story is out of cell phone headquarters. A 26-year-old man was in a group chat with his grandmother, nicknamed Grammy, when one of his family members sent a GIF, or GIF, however you want to say it, GIF, you know what that is. The GIF was a short loop video of Steve Harvey clapping. But Grammy, who hadn't been exposed to one of these things before, understandably freaked out.
Oh my God!
She told everybody on the chat that the video of Steve Harvey just kept going and wouldn't stop.
It's
stuck.
Her family members attempted to explain to her how a GIF functions, but she wasn't convinced. Eventually, she was just like, it's 5:30 p.m. and he just won't stop clapping.
Oh my God, stop it.
So Grammy thought her phone was broken and headed straight to the Verizon store.
No!
And later recapped her experience for the group chat. Apparently she said, quote, Verizon guy was very casual about my issue. Said it's running in a loop and would eventually run out. To which I replied, but will it use up all of my battery? And he said, no, not at all. That leaves me speechless and perplexed.
Oh, no, Granny.
Oh, Granny.
Afterwards, her grandson called her, and she answered the phone saying, are you calling about the clapping man?
Clapping man.
Well, eventually, Grandma understood what a GIF was, or GIF, I can never get that word right, and now knows why Steve Harvey won't stop clapping.
Well, hey, it's a lesson learned, I guess.
But she says now she wants to keep her first GIF or GIF ever. So she's not going to delete that Steve Harvey clapping.
History now.
Yeah, yep. Well, it's part of her memories.
Just showing all her friends. Have you seen one of these before?
And none of them have. That's the thing. It's still novel in their friend group.
Next leisure story is out of Florida. A 22-year-old guy named Cesar Coronado was on vacation in Miami Beach last week, and while he was there, he had a confrontation with a 46-year-old homeless street artist named Jonathan Crenshaw. Jonathan says that Caesar sucker punched him, but Caesar says he just asked Jonathan for directions.
Okay, those are two very vastly different stories.
Either way, there's one thing that police know for sure, and it's that the street artist grabbed some scissors and then stabbed Caesar two times in the left arm.
Oh. Kapuya! Kapuya!
But he was an artist, so he was like, it's performance art. Don't worry about it. Here's the twist. Jonathan doesn't have any arms, though. How did he do it?
Yeah.
After some investigation, it turns out that Jonathan paints with his feet, and apparently he also stabs with his feet. Because he grabbed the scissors with his toes, stabbed Caesar twice, then used his feet to put the scissors in his waistband. Afterwards, Caesar was taken to the hospital for treatment, and Jonathan was arrested. Cops say they've never seen that before. How do you get stabbed by someone like that and not just be in awe, just like, wow, dude. I'm in pain right now, but I'm also in amazement. That was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. You have to drop the charges. I mean, you literally have the best story ever.
And there's no fingerprints, so
I got stabbed by a no-arm man.
This next laser story is out of food news.
Yay!
As desserts have transitioned from wow, that tastes good to wow, that tastes good and looks great on Instagram, lots of ice cream shops have started adding crazy giant toppings to their milkshakes. And the trend just went mainstream because the ice cream chain Baskin Robbins just announced three new milkshakes, all with massive toppings. Here's the list. The first creation is a large chocolate milkshake with a big portion of cotton candy hanging off of the top. Like the milkshake is kind of blowing a giant bubble.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
The second one is a large vanilla milkshake with a piece of Oreo pizza submerged in it. And two full Oreo cookies wedged on top of the glass.
Yeah, creamy. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like milkshakes and Bloody Marys are in the same boat these days.
Kind of, yeah. You stack on top
of it. Yeah, right? Like, and get a cheeseburger on top of that thing next.
Finally, Baskin's has a strawberry milkshake with an entire Dunkin' Donut on top.
Oh, yeah.
And some mini floating donut holes as well.
Wow! Oh, give it to me now!
What? Shakes will debut in the next few days, and they're on sale for the rest of the month.
Yay!
This next leisure story is out of the fleecing of America. Most of us have heard about how chip companies have put some air in those bags. Otherwise, all the chips would get pulverized during shipping. But
or so they say.
A bag that's half air does seem a bit excessive, I think. Well, a study looked at 14 different types of chips and other similar snacks to find out which brand has the best chip-to-air ratio. This is what they found. The average bag of chips has 43% air. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Fritos has the best ratio. Only 19% of that bag is air. But also, if you get a broken Frito, it's fine.
Yeah, those are so good.
Next is Pringles, 28% air. Tostitos has 34%. Baked Lays, 39%. Doritos, 48%.
Whoa.
Ruffles has 50% air in its bags.
Oh, my God.
And last place, Cheetos, almost 60% air. You're getting more air. More air than Cheetos in those bags.
Box of crackers. There's a little bit of air, but not like that.
Not over
like, why
half.
Don't we just put chips in boxes?
The good news is we might be getting more chips than we used to, though, because a study from 3 years ago found the average bag was 70% air, which is 27% more than the new study found.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, God, you must feel good about yourself if that's what you're doing with your science degree.
I know someone who doesn't have a lot of air in him, but he's got a lot of pleasure in him, and that's our little friend, the turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. But don't worry, we'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.